Blog Talk Radio.
Forever all my days,
Hallelujah, our God reigns, the Lord our righteousness, and the Lord my defense. Hallelujah, our God reigns. I need you, Lord Jesus. I need you every day and every hour. I need thee. Good afternoon, and praise the Lord, and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, mighty, mighty good God we serve. Hallelujah, our God reigns. That's such a beautiful, beautiful worship song. Lord, telling the Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every day and every hour, I need you. We need the Lord today like we've never needed him. We need God every day, every hour, every second of the day, because it is in Christ Jesus that we live, move, and have our being. And without Jesus, we can do nothing. We can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us. That's the word of God. So there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that he cannot do. But we must acknowledge him in all of our ways, and he will direct our path. Today, we're entering and talking about the throne room. The throne room. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein. Heaven is his throne and earth is his footstool. The throne room. Our scripture and focus verse is coming out of the 2 Chronicles and the 7th chapter. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter. And it's a familiar verse. Verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come right now lifting your name on high. We thank you, Father, for this is the day that you've made. We're going to rejoice and be glad. We thank you for the assembling of the saints, the body of Christ. We thank you for the sweet communion and the sweet fellowship, even in the airways today. We thank you for the viewers, the listeners, Father, that will tune in to hear what thus saith the Lord and what the Spirit is saying unto the church. We thank you, O God, for just being a very present help in the time of trouble. So we thank you that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. We thank you, Father, that we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, hallelujah, abiding under the shadow of you, the Almighty, hallelujah, that we can find rest and peace for our soul and refuge, hallelujah, and you are our defense and our righteousness, and to God be the glory. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for allowing us the opportunity and the privilege to come to you in prayer. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, our righteousness, our defense, a very present help in a time of trouble. He's peace in our valley, even in our storms. Hallelujah. Amen. But Jesus gives us a way of escape and a way out. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest for your soul. But we have to come, he says, boldly to the throne of grace. So when we come to God, we have to come with a boldness, saying, hey, here I am, Lord. I'm standing in the need of prayer. I need you right now. Cleanse me from my secret faults and my presumptuous sins. Create in me, O God, a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit that I might not sin against you. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace. that we may obtain mercy, hallelujah, in the time of need. In Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, he's telling the people, he says his people, not just any people, but his people. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. If my people, who are called by his name. So Jesus says, humble. He says, and we shall humble ourselves. He asks us to, if we want to be exalted, we have to first humble ourselves. Jesus even tells us in his word that before honor comes humility. Humiliation is not a nice thing, but you want to be honored, you have to be humiliated. You have to go through some things. You have to be tested, and you have to be tried so you can come forth like pure gold. Hallelujah. So turn with me to 2 Chronicles and the 7th chapter, if you have your Bible. 2 Chronicles and the 2nd chapter. And jot it down if you don't have your Bibles. Jot it down, and you can read it later. And thank and praise God for my mom on the line and my Aunt Jean. Thank you, Mom, and thank you, Aunt Jean, for listening and tuning in. And may God continue to bless you. 2 Chronicles in the 7th chapter. We're going to begin reading at the first verse. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So you see, when Solomon had prayed, he had prayed earnestly and sincerely. The Bible says the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. So in 2 Chronicles 7 and 1, when Solomon, he ended his prayer, there was fire that came down from heaven. My God, hallelujah. He had a fervent prayer, a earnest prayer, a sincere prayer, and he had a bold prayer, a prayer that caused fire to come down from heaven, good God Almighty, hallelujah, and consume the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. That's the kind of prayer that we have to pray. Jesus is telling us that my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. So if we turn from our wicked ways, he says, I will hear from heaven. He will hear from heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. He will hear from heaven. Not you. He will hear from heaven, and he will heal our land. The glory of the Lord will come down. So we can cause the glory of the Lord to come upon us, whether it's in our home, in our own personal lives, and especially in his house, which is the house of prayer. Last Sunday, I ministered at Assembly in Jesus Christ in West Point, Mississippi, about this being the house of prayer, that God's house is the house of prayer. There's not a greater house in the earth than the house of God. And when we go to anyone's, our friend's home, Even the White House, we respect them. We respect their home. And we honor that person that's in that home if we are a guest in that home. But there is a house that's called the house of God that we have gotten away from. People have forsaken the assembling of themselves together, and they don't go to the house of God anymore. We have a pandemic that caused people to stay away because of those pestilences. But now we have a reason to get back because things have gotten under control. We can go back to the house of God, and we can, what is that? We can pray because we can go to his house. He said, the house. He says, my house shall be called the house of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. So we have to not forget from where cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. And we need to acknowledge Jesus in all of our ways, but we also need to obey his commands and his principles. Jesus says, my house shall be called the house of prayer. So if you go to the White House, that's where the government officials are, right? That's where the chief official of the United States resides, in the White House. But we're talking about God's house. People have gotten away from the house of God. And we've forgotten what the house of God represents. It represents a temple, a sanctuary, a place where we can come to pray and seek God's face. But Jesus tells us in the New Testament, in his word, he says, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And we have gotten away from the true meaning and the purpose of the house of God. Amen. And he says, my house shall be called the house of prayer. A lot of times we go and I see people go and to the altar, or they may not even go to the altar. Or when you get to the altar, you don't humble yourself. Bow down. Jesus wants us to humble ourselves. We just read it that he says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves. You have two good knees, two good legs. Get on your knees and pray. You may not have a degree in theology, but you can have a degree in neology. Hallelujah. Get down on your knees and pray. Glory be to God. Because Jesus said, if my people would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn, that's the key here. This is where the repentance comes in. We just can't come to God. We can come to him as we are, asking him to clean us up. But he says he wants us to turn from our wicked ways. The Bible tells us that the way of a transgressor is hard. If you always having it hard, you have to examine yourself, because the Bible says the way of a transgressor is hard. Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Amen. Amen. Now, it doesn't mean that life is a flowery bed of ease, but he has given us his very own self, a sacrifice. He has given us his spirit where we can go to him. Jesus Christ, the rock, hallelujah, he is a rock in a weary land. We can come unto him. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He says, I'll give you rest. Come to me. He wants us to seek him and pray. And in the third verse of 2 Chronicles and the 7th chapter, and when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praise the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy, hallelujah, endureth forever. And his mercy endures to all generations, hallelujah. I was telling my mother yesterday about the four generations. You know, you have the Generation X, and then you have the millennials, and then you have the Generation Z, and then you have what they call the baby boomers. His mercy endures to all and to all generations. Hallelujah. He's God, and he's God all by himself. Hallelujah. So there is power in prayer. Jesus wants us to lay aside that sin. That's why he says, turn from your wicked ways. He says, lay aside the weight and the sin that so easily besets you, and run the race that is set before you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The throne room of grace. Hallelujah. We have an advocate with the Father. Hallelujah. He stands. Hallelujah. They're waiting on us. He is our great mediator. He intercedes for us. Hallelujah. With his Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. He maketh intercession for us. Hallelujah. When you go to court, they may have an arbitration. They may have a mediator, somebody that's going to speak on your behalf. Jesus is that mediator. He's that intercessor. Hallelujah. He's a spiritual intercessor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The throne of grace. The throne room. Jesus saying, come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy in a time of need. The glory had filled the house. That's how powerful that prayer that Solomon had prayed. The glory filled the house. Hallelujah. Well, you know, we can cause some really powerful things to happen. We can do great exploits when we take our burdens to the Lord, when we seek God earnestly, when we pray to him. Now, we can pray in our secret closet because he said in Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But he also has designated a place here on earth. He says, my house shall be called the house of prayer. The house of God has now been called or is looked upon as the church, but it's not the church. It's the edifice, the building. The church is us. We are the church. We're talking about going to that particular house of God that you have a pastor, that you have a fellowship where you have saints, that you sisters and brothers that you can fellowship with. This is what we're talking about today, the house of God and being able to go into his house. And his house, he says, shall be called the house of prayer. The house of God has become desecrated in today's society. People, even before the pandemic, haven't even began to take this house of God, as he says, as a den of thieves. They've gone into his house and desecrated it. They've done any and everything in his house. There are so many things that and stories that I've heard that have gone on in the house of God. That's a shame, a sin and a shame. Desecrating the house of God. When it's appointed and consecrated for his house of prayer, for us to be able to have a place where we can go and honor him in his house, not anybody else's house. Not your house, not the White House, not your friend's house, not anybody's house, God's house. What about God's house? We have forgotten God's house. Oh, I can serve him at home. Yeah, you can praise him. And we are to pray, the Bible says, without ceasing. So that means you're going to have to pray him, praise him, and worship him when you're at home, in the morning, the noonday, and at night, wherever you are. But we are talking about the house of God, the house of prayer. How soon we forget, but we cannot forget when cometh our help. God has appointed a house wherever you may fellowship or used to fellowship for you to go take your burdens, fellowship with the saints, hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, which is you. So you have to go to God's house. You are the church, because the Bible says what? Hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And that church is you when you go to who? His house, the God's house. Go to the throne of grace in his house and lay your burdens at the altar. I ministered last Sunday how Sister Dot at our local assembly, how she just humbles herself right down at the altar. Now, we talk about the altar. Have we forgotten that the altar is sacred? It's where we take our burdens in God's house and lay it at his feet and lay before him in his house, at his feet, lay it right there at the altar. The altar has a special anointing. It shows humbleness, like he just tells us in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. You got to get down on your knees at the altar. Pray and seek my face. We can't worry about who's looking at us, what we're doing. We need to see God in his house. Yeah, you're seeking God in your house, but we need to go to God's house. Let's not forget who has the house, who has the keys to hell and death. He has. Jesus Christ has the keys to hell and death. Now, if he has the keys to hell and death, why wouldn't you want to go to his house? His house. He said, my house, called what? The house of prayer. If you are not in the right house, then get out of that house. If they don't receive you in one house, he says, shake the dust off your feet and go on into the next city, into another house that's consecrated and meet for that's being consecrated, meet and be meet for the master's use. We know that we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But you know where the Spirit, the Bible tells you where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. If there's no liberty in that house, leave that house. Ask God to pray to God and ask God to show you another house, to order your steps. He said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So he's telling us to watch and pray. For we know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man comes. Hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. The throne room of grace. We can access it at any time. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. But we have to take our burdens to him in prayer. Whatever it is, we have to lay it at his feet, and we have to reverence God. And let's not forget that he has a house. Just like you have a house, God has a house. He says, my house shall be called the house of prayer. So let's be mindful. Ask God to lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. If we can go to Walmart, we can go to God's house. If we can go to Target, we can go to God's house. If we can go to the amusement park, we can go to God's house. Honor the Lord. Honor him. Worship him in spirit and in truth. And don't forget, don't be as the prophet when the day of reckoning comes. And he says, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I knew you not. He says, I have a house, he says, and my house shall be called the house of prayer. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Remember, let's pray. Pray for one another. There's so much going on in the land. As Jesus says, pray without ceasing. But know that you have power in your prayer, and that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. If you don't have a prayer partner, I urge you to find one. Get a prayer partner, somebody that you know that's walking right and living for Jesus Christ. And the Bible says where two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. And you can be on one accord, and you can touch and agree, and that will come to pass if you ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, if I abide in you and your word, my words abide in you, you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will. He says, and it shall be given unto you. Be encouraged and know all is not lost. God is looking for people that are going to serve him and worship him in spirit and in truth. So fellowship tomorrow at the house of God, the house of prayer, and lay it at his feet. God bless you.
To teach my song.